Are you feeling broken or just plain fucked up when it comes to sex and not wanting to have sex right, particularly right now during this lockdown? I want to talk about today that is just okay for right now, but then I also want to talk about why this might be happening and if it's problematic, what you can do. Hi, I'm Dr. Catalina, the Intimacy Doc, and thanks for tuning in at this week's episode of Sex Marks the Spot. I really want to speak to this fact of this week. I have heard so much about people saying that they feel broken. I did a webinar yesterday about sex after cancer and feeling like our bodies are letting us down and feeling disconnected and doing the same things in relationships over and over. And I've talked to women and men where they are just feeling absolutely averse to having sex. Whether that be because you have had some type of either sexual trauma or physical trauma, an illness or surgery, something that has caused physical sexual changes such as vaginal dryness, pain during sex, or some chronic pain period, whatever it has been, what we know is that it does not take very long for our bodies to learn this is danger. And once it starts to think that this is dangerous, it becomes aversive. This is how aversions happen. And unfortunately, intimacy and sex, it happens often because it is the most vulnerable part about us. You know, it is in our relationships and that we actually make ourselves vulnerable. We open ourselves up. So if there is a time where we may get wounded or hurt, it is in relationships. That's why relationships can be so hard. But I keep on hearing so many people saying that they feel so guilty and bad for their partner, or how are they're gonna leave me. And I hate hearing this because the number one thing I want to get across is know that if you are finding that this aversion to sex has gotten more and more and more, is increased over time, know that you do not have control over this. Your body has taken over. Your brain is doing this to protect you. Okay? So all of that guilt and shame that you may have around sex and intimacy, know that absolutely this is a conditioned response, okay? And we talk a lot about emotion regulation, and perhaps you've heard of polyvagal theory. And the research is still beginning to connect attachment and neuroscience to actual sexuality. But a lot of my work is integrating all of what we know in neuroscience and attachment theory and relationships and cognitions and behaviorism to know that we absolutely, when our bodies feel threatened, it is fight, flight, freeze, right? Everything gets vasoconstricted. So when you think about any type of sexuality or particularly intercourse, this is often why women are our hips will close up. We won't be as open. Our vaginas will tighten. They will narrow. They will shorten because our cortisol levels will go up. Our hormone levels will go down. Our libido will go down. Everything vasoconstricts. Next thing you know, if you are trying to have intercourse, it's painful. And then your body begins to have an aversion to that pain. And you see this going and going and going and getting worse. Next thing you know, you see people who are in, if they are married or in a long-term relationship, avoiding sex for years, or if they're dating, sex always have it becoming a problem over and over and over, that they no longer, they've literally become so averse to sex and don't want it. the partners end up feeling rejected and they feel guilty and ashamed. And again, when we think about how our bodies, all our bodies are trying, our mind, our brain is trying to do is protect us, keep us safe. So if it perceives actual touch from someone as dangerous, if you're getting triggered, again, because of what's happened in the past, again, oh, cumulatively, generally, or if there was a big trauma with a big T, sexual trauma, everything gets shut in. Our bodies just get shut in, and all it wants to do is protect itself, okay? So the strategies to actually begin to work with this aversion is, first and foremost, we need to connect with our bodies and regulate it. Okay, we need to regulate that arousal and tell our bodies, teach it, that it is safe. And one of the things that often happens with sexual aversions is that you will become, your body will, over time, has learned this, so it also needs some reward. But one of the things that your body has done is it lost trust that you will actually take care of it. So this is where you need to begin to do little things. You know, I know that a lot of people read self-help books, and even, again, this video is supposed to ignite some thought. But be very mindful. It is hard to do this stuff on your own. And this is not just because I'm advocating for therapy, but the reality is our bodies heal together. Our nervous systems have to co-regulate with another nervous system. It has to begin to trust the co-regulating with another nervous system so that you can actually experience intimacy and be in relationship, in connection, okay? So that's really important to remember. So this is where the grounding techniques need to start, okay? Grounding your body. I'm a big believer of touch is, last week's episode, I talked a lot about touch and how it's our fastest, most efficient regulator. So again, when you're feeling triggered, and even if your partner just touched your hand, put your own hand, start with your own regulation, your own touch, you trust, build trust in your own trust. Put your hand on your heart. Notice what is happening. Then begin to ground. 5, 5, what do I see? 4, what do I hear? 3, what am I touching? My skin feels moist. 2, what am I smelling? Nothing, like damp. And 1, what do I taste? My toothpaste, okay? Going through the 5 senses, connecting to your body, and then focusing on the present of acknowledging your feelings. I know right now I feel fucked up with my life, fucked up with my relationships. And I know right now I am doing the best I can to connect to myself. And then move. Move your body. Now I'm moving forward. Bring yourself to the present, connect to your body, and then move through it. This will begin to connect, acknowledge your feelings. They are just, not just, but they are feelings. They're going to be transient. They're gonna shift. Connecting to that, acknowledging it, giving voice to it, connecting to your body in the moment, acknowledging the perception, any negative thought, and bringing yourself in the present of what you are doing now to acknowledge that and move through it. Those are the strategies that we begin to actually regulate and connect to our bodies because we are not fucked up. All right, I will keep going into this, but I hope that was helpful. If you haven't already, I have a few more, definitely more videos. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Insta, The Intimacy Doc, or you can subscribe to my podcast, Sex Marks the Spot. Have a great week, guys. Stay safe and healthy. Cheers.